This is John O'Hurley, and you're listening to WUKY, listener-supported radio on 91.3.
Hello, Mr. Peterman. How are you feeling?
Elaine, I'll be blunt. I'm burnt out. I'm fried. My mind is as barren as the surface of the moon. I can run that catalog no longer.
What? Well, who's going to do it?
What about you?
Me? Why me?
Why indeed?
Mr. Peterman, you can't leave.
I've already left, Elaine. I'm in Burma.
Burma?
You most likely know it as Myanmar. But it'll always be Burma to me. Bonne chance, Elaine! You there, on the motorbike! Sell me one of your melons!
John, you are coming to Lexington, Kentucky, of course, the home of the J. Peterman Company, the founding place where the company started. And many of our listeners are going to know you from your time on Seinfeld as John Peterman, who probably could be the most interesting man in the world. But as I was researching your life, you actually could be the most interesting man in the world. You've had such a varied career, and you've done so many different things. Everything from Dancing with the Stars, and you're an accomplished musician, a self-taught pianist.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually the seventh most interesting man in the world, which makes me feel good because I know at any one time there's only six people having a better day than I am.
Oh, that's right. This number seven. Well,
number seven.
That's
and it's a small, small list on the upward spiral. But boy, I'm trying. No, I've had a great life, and I do things because I have a. I have one of those minds that kind of goes in a lot of different directions, and I try to keep as many plates spinning as I possibly can. So much like the character I represent and the namesake that I know and love very dearly, John Peterman, life is an adventure, and I try to follow it as deeply as I can.
The J. Peterman Company has moved on to Ohio. You like the company so much that you actually bought into it. Are you still
in
it?
I did, indeed. Actually, they had some financial troubles shortly after Seinfeld ended, and John Peterman called me as they were reorganizing the company and said, would you like to come in and work from our parallel strengths? And so I said, absolutely. So it's been such a joy because it truly is one of the most unique companies in the world in terms of how they're structured, in terms of how they market, and in a world of fashion where there seems to be so many come and gones that the Peterman idea, the Peterman ideal seems to live on and on and on and mature every year and have more and more people that enjoy the not only the fashions but the philosophy of it as well.
Are there any similarities between the John Peterman character and William Billy Flynn of Chicago?
Not a one. I would say that Peterman, the Peterman from Seinfeld, and King Arthur from Spamalot probably were the closest, and that's the other character that I play quite often on stage. But Billy Flynn, no, Billy Flynn is a very shrewd, very sharp, very elegant, kind of silver-tongued. Lawyer with a capacity to be self-involved, but on his charming side, he also has a sense of paternal quality as well. But he has to drive the show as the slick lawyer, and not much Peterman to him.
I understand you did this on Broadway.
Oh yes, so, yes, I've been doing this since 2005. Was my first stint as Billy Flynn on Broadway. And then I started taking it on tour. I've been back to Broadway probably four or five times. And then every year I've done over 1,000 performances of the show. So I think I've probably slapped the tux on more than any living human being. So I understand Billy Flynn pretty well.
I get the impression that's a pretty fun character to play, Billy
Flynn. It is. And it's a good observation. It's a lot of fun to play. When you get on stage at night, I mean, he has truly the greatest entrance that a leading man could ever make in a Broadway musical, and certainly the best and exit as well. And in between, it's some of the most fun and innovative music that has ever been put on the Broadway stage. I think the story is phenomenal, and the whole staging of the show, it makes it one of the, on my list, of one of the five great musicals ever done in the history of Broadway, and that's what I enjoy. I mean, it's such a joy to be able to go on stage at 8 o'clock at night and know that you know something that the audience doesn't know, that by the 10:30 at night when the show is over, they're had the time of their lives.
I don't care about expensive things, cashmere coats, diamond rings don't mean a thing. All I care about is love. That's what I'm here for. I don't care for wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying,
I need you.
Let me see her standing there, and honest mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire Vanderbilt might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Now, maybe you think I'm talking about physical love. Well, I'm not. Not just physical love. There's other kinds of love, like love of justice, love of legal procedure, love of lending a hand to somebody who needs you, love of your fellow man. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. And physical love ain't so bad either.
Broadway Live is bringing Chicago to the Lexington Opera House on November 8th and 9th and 10th performing. And I understand this is a little bit of a special occasion for Lexington for you to come in, because normally when you do these tours, you don't come in just for a weekend like this. So it's kind of special.
You know, I don't. Normally, because I'm a dad, and I do have I'm a father first and an actor second, and a husband first and an actor second. So I try to space my time out. And normally I don't do the shorter runs, and also it gives some of the other actors a chance to show their chops off as well. But this was so specific to me because I love Lexington so much. I've been down there many times with John Peterman there, and I just think the world of it. I mean, you're hooked the second you land at the airport and you have this white picket fence that's there. You know, it's pretty spectacular. It's one of the great authentic towns, I think, in America, and too few people get a chance to see it.
What do you like best about Central Kentucky?
I'm a golfer, so I can say I like a lot of the golf courses, but that's just a selfish reason. I literally love hopping in a car and driving past some of the thoroughbred farms that are out there. I just think it's just something you've never seen before. You know, it's just nowhere else in the country does that type of topography exist.
You've had a chance to play this character on Broadway. Are there some differences in the way you do the show as opposed to playing it on the road?
Well, interestingly enough, the audiences are different. On Broadway, it's kind of an event-driven destination. People come to Broadway to watch two or three or four shows on a weekend, and, you know, Chicago may be the 2:30 matinee that they catch on Sunday or Saturday, and then they're going to a 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock show that night. So you always feel that you're part of a revolving door there. So you don't have the attentiveness that audiences have on the road. And you notice it the second you walk out on stage, where you feel on the road, they have time and they listen. And I think it's because people are just generally stiller and more open, I think, on the road. And once you get them in New York City, they're kind of distracted from distraction by distraction. So there's a different audience, and you have to hit it hard to really grab their attention and keep them interested.
Thanksgiving is coming up very soon. John, are we going to see you again on the National Dog Show?
It'll be year number 12 for the National Dog Show presented by Purina. It's now, believe it or not, that show is the number one show on NBC now. We get the largest audience that NBC gathers all year long. Isn't that funny?
I watch it every year, John.
I tell you, we have more fun. And this year, I have written several books that have been bestsellers, and I have a new one coming out this year that, uniquely enough, is actually a children's book, and it's written for young kids as a first reader, and something that you'd be like to reading to your, you'd be reading to your child, 3, 4, 5 years old. It's called The Perfect Dog, and it was something that I did as a video piece last year with my son, and I wrote it for my son. It's a Dr. Seuss style poem that he asked me a question. He says, Daddy, is there a dog that's perfect? And I took that idea and I developed it into a story and into a poem called The Perfect Dog. And it ends with the phrase, as I go through all of the attributes of the great breeds, but I end with the phrase, the dog that is perfect is the one next to you.
You are a true Renaissance man, John O'Hurley.
Thank you.
The seventh most interesting man in the world. He's playing the part of William Billy Flynn, a notorious character from the production Chicago. The musical is going to be coming to town as part of Broadway Live at the Lexington Opera House on November 8th through the 10th. And John O'Hurley, one more question for you. What's your favorite midnight snack?
Oh, midnight snack. Well, I think what I usually do is have a glass of wine before I go to bed. So it's probably more on a liquid sense.
Red wine or white?
You know, I collect red, but I drink white because that's what my wife drinks. So unless I plan to drink an entire bottle every time I open it, I side with my wife.
And that would defeat the purpose, right?
It really would, yeah. I can't understand why I have a raging headache when I wake up every morning.
John, we look forward to seeing you when you come to town as part of Chicago. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time and telling all the listeners in Central Kentucky a little bit about yourself and the fact that you're the seventh most interesting man in the world. I hope you move up the charts.
No, it's not necessary. I'm happy there, but I want you to go track down the other six. I leave you with your mission.
Thank you, John.
Take care.